The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Extraordinary story of 10 cattle killed instantly in a lightning strike on Friday evening in Cavan. We're joined by Cavan Fianna Fáil TD Brendan Smith. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Brendan, what happened?
Well, from what I know, it was a lightning strike. The animals were out in the field. They would have sought shelter because there was torrential downpour of rain at one particular stage on Friday evening. And I presume that the lightning struck then, so they were so unfortunate to be hit. It's a very rare incident. We hear over the years of isolated incidents of cattle being killed outdoors in through lightning. There have been some incidents of cattle indoors as well, or other livestock over the years. But firstly, the thoughts of all of us are with the farmer on this serious loss to his farm holding. There's not just the financial loss, which is major, of course, but I know, having grown up on a farm and living in a farming community, that the loss of animals through disease or through an exceptionally rare incident like the strike of lightning takes an emotional toll as well. It had to be an awful and terrible shock to the farmer to discover that number of livestock dead. Because as we all know, farmers tend to their animals in a very caring and diligent manner. They're with those cattle every day. So I know very well over the years, as a person who grew up on a farm and as a public representative and a person who served as Minister of Agriculture as well, that when disease hits, TB or in the past it was brucellosis, and herds are depopulated or you lose a big proportion of your herd, that takes an awful toll on a farm household, both from the point of view of financial loss, and also you have to set about again rebuilding your herd. We all know that you just don't switch on and off animal breeding, the breeding of livestock. It's nearly cattle are in farms for generations, so they are. And the vast majority of farmers breed their own animals, they keep breeding them, and they buy in the minimal amount of cattle because the less movement of animals reduces risk of disease as well. So if farmers build up a herd over a number of years, they breed their own cattle by and large, and they tend to their stock in a very, very committed manner, and they take exceptional pride in their stock and their holding as well.
And in the case, at least, of if it is disease, it is within, though it be an awful thing to deal with, it's within what's sort of seen as the norms of farming, and at least it is something that you deal with over a period of time. It must have been awful to walk out to check on the animals and find 10 of them lying dead.
Oh, it has to be. It's unthinkable by and large when you set about your daily work. I was travelling in that general area Friday evening. There was a torrential downpour. I heard thunder. I didn't happen to see any lightning. Other neighbours of mine were telling me that they did witness lightning, but it was for short periods of time. But farming is so weather-related, so dependent on having normal weather. So weather incidents can cause havoc for the farming community and for their enterprises. But to think that cattle were literally killed in the field by a lightning strike, that's exceptionally rare, and it's an extremely difficult time for any farmer to witness that loss and to come upon cattle lying there dead.
Brendan, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Fianna Fáil Cavan TD Brendan Smith. And the Irish Times reporting on it says that previous incidents, one in Moneygall in Offaly in 2019, where 8 cattle died, and then 9 in Clare in 2020, lightning strikes. But yeah, very unusual. Cavan, 10 cattle dead over Friday night from just being simply standing outside in a thunderstorm and lightning strike on the tree that they were sheltering under.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.